As we celebrate the solemnity of the Mother God, it gives us cause to reflect on three things: the gift of motherhood, the motherhood of Mary, and some of the challenges of motherhood. Those challenges I find in visiting with many mothers are threefold. One, the expectations that are put on you as a mother to raise perfect children, to be beautiful, successful, and brilliant, to fulfill your family's every need, and all of these are false. You will not raise perfect children. They are fallen, just like you and I. You're as beautiful as God made you. You'll be successful in as much as you respond to His will in raising your children. And you're only as brilliant as He gave you brains for. You will never fulfill your family's every need because there is only one who can do that, and that is God. I think about Mary sometimes and some of the expectations that were put on her, what other people must have thought about her or expected her to be. Imagine Jesus out there during his first few years of ministry. He's really shaking things up. The Jewish leadership doesn't even like him. What must have the other women said about Mary when talking to each other? Oh yeah, that's Mary's son. Wonder what she must have done. You see, guys, when it comes to motherhood, and especially the expectations that are put on you, you can let the world judge you by their expectations. You can judge you by yourself by your own expectations. But it is only God's expectations that you should be concerned with. How do you know what those are? By praying with and for your children every day. A second challenge to motherhood, I find, is women who feel alone for various reasons. Some because of their stay-at-home moms and they're surrounded by midgets all day long. If you can imagine watching that scene from The Wizard of Oz with the Munchkins and them singing for 8 hours a day, you would go nuts. Some because they don't have the support of their husband in parenting or in raising the kids in their faith, or feeling overwhelmed with the duties of marriage and family life, or because you're a single mother. One of the keys to overcoming this loneliness is reaching out. As a priest, I kind of find an endless source of entertainment on Facebook by reading up on my friends who are parents and have little kids. And I remember one day my sister-in-law posted a picture of my nephew. He was standing on the third drawer up in the kitchen to reach the counter. And she made some remark on there about how proud she was that he was climbing. And I'm thinking, why were you not getting the kid down off of the drawer? And I find many of these mothers share their experiences with one another, whether on the phone or through Facebook or email or in blogs, because they need to support one another, because they look for validation. I remember after my sister-in-law posted that, all these other mothers chimed in with saying, yeah, at that age, my kid was already on the counter, or my kid hasn't started climbing yet. All comparing notes with one another. And not to see how their kids' progress is so much as I think sometimes evaluating your own parenting skills. And one of the challenges within this is I find that in visiting with a lot of young mothers is that often there's a feeling of shame about the way you feel towards your children at times. That you love your children very deeply and totally, but at the same time can find them extremely annoying. I remember a skit that Bill Cosby once gave. He was talking about his household growing up and his father turning to him and said, "I brought you into this world, I can take you out of it." And sometimes as mothers you can feel that way towards your children. But I want to encourage you not to feel ashamed. You are like every other human being. You have your patience tried, and it doesn't mean that you love anyone less. The key, I believe, when you're experiencing feelings of loneliness, feelings of annoyance towards your children, or even anger, is not sitting there and judging yourself as trying to be the perfect mother, but being honest and open about your feelings, especially with other mothers, with your husband and your friends. Not fearing judgment just because you're a fallen human being too. Lastly, one of the things I hear most in confession from mothers who are a little bit older and their children are grown is mothers who blame themselves for the decisions of their children. And sometimes I'll begin a confession and a mother will launch into a really long story about what her child did wrong. And at some point I have to stop her and say, "Well, you can't give your child's confession, but I can hear yours. What did you do wrong?" And what I find is many women have held on for many, many years, regrets and doubts and fears about the way they raised their children. And honestly, this goes for both mothers and fathers. If you can identify something that you should change, that you did do wrong, that you can apologize for or correct, great, do it. But then move on. And don't sit there and beat yourself up over something that occurred in the past or something that is not within your control. I imagine, you know, Mary was like every other Jew. She expected a Messiah who would be a earthly king, who would raise up an army, who would fight the Romans. And how she must have stood there at the foot of the cross with Jesus and thought, "What did I do wrong? God came to me and said that I was going to bear the Messiah. What did I do wrong that he ended up on this cross instead of fulfilling the messianic role?" And yet sometimes we don't understand as parents and especially as mothers God's plan for our children. Mothers, you not only have the burden of carrying us physically, and some of us are more of a burden than others, but you often take on the burden of carrying your children through life. But they are not yours to carry. Just as Joseph and Mary in tonight's gospel presented Jesus in the temple to God, we must also hand over our children to God to recognize that they are His first and that you don't have to bear the load of being a mother or a parent on your own, but simply be a steward. On this feast of the Mother of God and of motherhood, on behalf of sons and daughters, husbands and parents, I want to thank you, mothers, mothers-to-be, mothers still awaiting a child. I want to thank you particularly for being open to life and conceiving us, for bringing us into a world that's often scary, for nurturing us, both physically and spiritually, and being someone that we can always go to. I want to thank you, mothers, for, like Mary, suffering with and sometimes for us, and for sharing your faith with us and leading us towards heaven. Perhaps, ladies, you do not realize that you are more like Mary than you think.